There is the final whistle, and Donegal have won this league encounter, coming from behind very, very late in the game, 113 to 110. We got the goal from McDermott. Now Cleary got points, Coulter got points as well. What a finish by Donegal, Colin.
What a fantastic finish to the game. Look, we had already flagged this, that Donegal are strong finishers to matches, but that was incredible. We're talking about the fantastic point to go ahead by Niall Cleary from the middle of the field, and that wonderful strike from the right-hand side by Declan Coulter. Very, very assured. What an amazing result for Donegal. Oisín, this is huge. We had said at the start that these home games had to be targeted by Donegal to try and survive in this much, much higher level league. And this is the start that they wanted. A team that has only got together for the last 3 weeks, managing to come together and turn over a team that have huge experience in Christy Ring and in Division 2B. Fantastic result for the hurlers. And well done, Mickey, and all the team.
A super result by the hurlers at the break against the one they were trailing 1-7 to 7 points. And it was Dolan, the man in the middle for Roscommon. Cahill Dolan, who was really doing all the damage. He had knocked over 1-4 of that 1-7 total. But Coulter, of course, had kept pace with Roscommon for Donegal as he scored 5 of those points. Really, up until the closing 10 minutes or so of this game, there wasn't really much to talk about. But then it came to life, so it did, as Donegal chased down the deficit against the Roscommon men. But Roscommon did hit 3 unanswered scores with Mulray, Dolan and Kenny during a period in that game which restored the advantage of a goal, and it left it 110 to 10 points. But Coulter then knocked over a point to reduce the deficit to 2. Then we seen young Kenny, the nippy centre half forward for Roscommon, with back-to-back scores, and his 3rd point of the game aids Roscommon ahead by a goal, 111 to 10. And then all of a sudden, it really, really opened up for Donegal, because we got that goal from Ronan McDermott. Yes, it was scrappy. There was a couple of players had a number of goals at it, but it was McDermott in the end that somehow managed to get it in to the back of the net. We were level. After that, there was only 1 minute late in injury time. We had 2 scores. Amazing score from Cleary. If you were able to watch this maybe on social media later on, a superb score from Cleary in his own half. His back to it, turned on to the left, knocked it between the posts with a help of the one. That put Donegal a point in front, and then Coulter sealed it right at the death on the final whistle, as it is finished here in favour of Donegal, 113 to 111. Before we get Colm summing this up, we're going to get some reaction from the Donegal camp, and we'll go to Kieran O'Donnell once again. Kieran.
Thanks, Oisín. I'm joined by Jamesy Donnelly from the Donegal camp. Jamesy, smash and grab at the end.
Kind of was Kieran really in the end up, wasn't it? But listen, hey, we showed great character the last 7 or 8 minutes. We made a few changes and we pushed Roger to edge the square, and it caused havoc anywhere he is. So listen, we got the break and we took it at the end of the day, like, and that's what it's about.
Yeah. A new season and a new look on the goal team. How important is it to get off the winning start today, Jamesy?
Listen, this game was vital for us. We've been targeting this game as a real 4-pointer, really, like. You know, Kildare and whatnot are very strong, so we were targeting this game big time, and listen, wasn't looking so good there with 6 minutes to go, but I thought we showed great character and great resolve, especially when we weren't going that well. Like, but again, first game back, it's the same for every team. No real game time at all, so it's great to get the result.
Roscommon managed to always stay ahead. There was 4 points in it, one stage down to 3, down to 2, but you could never get up with them. It was going to take something special, or going to take a goal to get into the game, and that came just on the 70-minute mark.
It did. Listen, I'm not going to chat much about it, but we felt that the penalty, very harshly given, like, we thought this is going to, it could boil down to this now at this stage, especially with us missing ours. You'd put your bottom dollar on Decky to stick it, like, so kind of hoping that wasn't going to be the case. But listen, we stuck with him. A great character in this team, as we've seen in Croke Park last year. Mayo was all over us, and we come back, never say die attitude, really.
And obviously, saving the penalty at the start of the second half was a huge turning point in the game.
It was. Looks phenomenal, like, and his puck outs and everything, and just ball to hand all the time, and he's just a phenomenal keeper, and we're delighted to have him, like.
And 2 late points to win the day.
2 late points. Listen, big Niall Cleary come off the bench here, stone cold, like. He's worked his butt off in training. I am delighted for him as a super scorer, really, to put the tin hat on her.
James, before we go, I saw yourself and referee having a few words there. He took your name. So why is it your name in the book?
I've been in the rest books more than once again, but listen, sir, it's wild hard as it down there. The new rules, it's just hard to adjust to them, but listen, we'll get there in the end up.
Very fine, Jamesy. Great to be back up and running and the season going full steam again.
It's brilliant. It's brilliant, you know. It's brilliant for everybody. It's brilliant for players, their families, everybody, and gives a real lease of life to everybody, you know, and it'll be the same next week with the footballers out. It's just great to get back to a wee bit of normality.
Jamesy, thanks for joining us.
Okay, many thanks to Kieran O'Donnell and indeed to Jamesy Donnelly as well. Congratulations to Donegal. So 2.1 in the end. Let's sum this up before we finish. Colin Brannock, 113-111. Smash and grab, as Kieran described it there. Was it a victory that Donegal stole, or did they deserve it?
Oh, I think you'd have to say they deserve it. I mean, anyone who wins the matches deserve it. But don't forget, Donegal played the entire first half into a big breeze. They had a penalty missed, we got a penalty saved, and like we were mentioning in the commentary, it took Roscommon 17 minutes in the second half to register a score. I mean, this Donegal team were not going to just roll over and die. This is a Donegal team that stuck with it, and even when the things weren't going well, I mean, we did go down 4 points late into the second half, it just seemed that Donegal were getting to possession. It was just, we kept saying if they got their scoring boots on, they could have been well clear at this stage. So yeah, absolutely, a smash and grab is what the headlines are going to say, but this Donegal team, it was much, much better and much, much assured performance than a smash and grab washing.